Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now it's festive season dinner party time, but experts, would you believe it, are debating on the best gifts you could bring to a dinner party. There have been pages written about this, and it's all over social media as well. A bottle of wine is still a popular option, but personal tastes can cause ructions there. Meanwhile, there's now a growing trend for gifting upmarket pantry staples like pesto or olive oil, or even hummus. Now, to sort out the grapes from the olives, I'm joined by none other than Edward Hayden, who's TV chef and culinary lecturer at Southeast Technical University. Edward, you're very welcome.
Míle buíochas, Cormac tá sé go hálainn a bheith anseo.
Well, an mbeadh sé go deas, would it be nice if I arrived at your door with a little box of hummus?
Well,
you'd throw it at me, Edward, wouldn't you?
I think I'd prefer a crisp Chablis personally, but the hummus would be well received as well, for sure.
What do you make of this growing trend then of people, instead of bringing a bottle of wine, bringing stuff like hummus and pesto and crackers?
You see, I think where it all started, and I know I'm kind of conscious of it myself, the two things, now I always think wine is a great thing to bring. The two thoughts that I always have with regard to the wine is, don't you never want to look kind of like you're a cheapskate? So you never want to look like it's the wine that you bought maybe kind of on offer in the supermarket or in the garage on the way. And the other side of the debate then is that you're after paying kind of the 20 or 25 or 30 quid for a really decent bottle of kind of wine. Your host know that you haven't bought it in the garage and that you have made that effort. So I think it is one of the conundrums. And the other one then being kind of personal taste, you know, whether it's a white or like a Chardonnay or a Lee or a Pinot or whatever.
Knows.
So it's a big conundrum.
It's a whole mystery, really. How did you know, by the way, that I pick up wines for 10 euro in the garage?
Your friends are telling me.
And then when you
and that's for your really good friends.
When you open the bottle of wine, I love this when they taste it, and it might taste a bit like vinegar. There are good wines there too, I know. And they go, thank you. But come here to me. You spend 50 euro on a bottle of wine, it might be the same thing. Olive oil, is that a good gift, do you think?
Yeah, well, listen, I think olive oils are, of course, the Irish rapeseed oils are really, really good now. And I think, you know, it really all depends on the type of person you're going to. And again, we'd normally take it as fairly read that if you're going to someone's house for dinner, are a culinary enthusiast. So if that's the case, people would love something like, you know, a really good olive oil or a kind of a rich pesto, you know, some of those kind of speciality ingredients. So whether it's a spice or whether it's a different kind, you know, jams or choice and things like that. But if everyone is
the line is going
for six and they're all bringing a bottle of olive oil, well, you're fairly olive oiled out.
You can't be serious about bringing a bit of pesto to a dinner party. Or for God's sake, when I'm making pasta for my sons, I throw a teaspoon of pesto and I think nothing of it. And you're saying I could bring that to a dinner party?
Well, how lovely would it be to kind of your own homemade version of it, Cormac, had some lovely basil in your pine nuts and your parmesan and make it up and dig it up lovely and put a lovely label in. It's
Edward,
a gift. It's
Edward.
Really to demonstrate the effort.
How lovely would it be for you to bring your homemade, but not for me, I can tell you. I could poison people, I'd say. Let me read
you
a text or two.
You're not buying it, Mac.
Seamus in Galway says, a packet of cream crackers would be a good gift to bring. If anything, it would drown the hummus, says Seamus. But Dan in Mead says, I brought some nice crackers and cheese to a friend. Wait to hear this, Edward. I brought some nice crackers and cheese to a friend recently when I visited. They weren't cheap, but he insisted I bring them home again with me. I was really offended.
And that is the thing, you know, because people sometimes do, and it's done with the best will in the world, but it is suggesting that, oh no, I don't want to, are you home? Do you know another kind of a debate settler in that, Cormac, would be maybe to bring some, like a gift for the person themselves for after dinner party. So I'm thinking of maybe like a hand cream or a body lotion or maybe like all those kind of muslin bags full of seaweed that over the tap in the bath. So you could kind of say to them, well, like, after all of your work, doing a big dinner party, getting it all ready, is a mammoth effort, you know? Yeah. And people do it to their friends and all that, and have that convivial showcase of hospitality and give friends and family this epicurean adventure. But the next day, they're fully battered and shattered after it. So it might be nice to hop into the bath and then cream yourself up on the couch for the evening after that. So maybe that might be a nice little treat for them at the end of the day.
I don't want to come across all alpha male and Clint Eastwood on you, but I'm not feeling the old hand cream as a gift.
Well, listen, but then you definitely probably wouldn't like then a peace lily, a pelargonium or something like that from the local garden centre. So maybe I'll have to stick with a bottle of rich merlot.
Another listener says, Joe says, bring the old scented candle and hope it doesn't arrive back again in the same wrapping. I mean, that's a good one. Scented, as I heard it described once, thank you very much for the smelly candle.
Yeah, but isn't that the thing though, Cormac, that we all have to kind of really try and sidestep when we're at home or heading out somewhere, because we all re-gift. I don't care who is listening that tries to deny it. We all re-gift, and you might be able to come into my house and bring me a scented candle, and then I'm back to Mary's next door and I give her the scented candle. Eventually find its way back to you. Take the label off the gift bag. That's key. That's my message.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Your listeners.
Well, if I ever make it to a dinner party in your house, Edward, and I've threatened a few times, and I bring you that €5 bottle of wine from the garage, I'd love to see you re-gift that one. One more text from Jerry and Ennis, who says, I genuinely prefer even a cheap bottle of wine to some artisan chutney or relish that will sit at the back of the cupboard for a few years before it's eventually thrown out. There you go. That's Jerry's view. You can re-gift it now.
You can use the wine in the gravy.
Knowledge goes very far. You're gifted when it comes to what you could do with stuff. Edward Hayden, TV chef and culinary lecturer at the Southeast Technological University. It's a pleasure to have you on the programme once again. Thank you for joining us, and you can text us to 51551.